We have a special, I have, and I know you will as well, a very special treat this morning. My brother and his bride are here, and we've been best friends for, let's see, just about 61 years. Most of that time. It really is an honor to have them come, Pastors Brad and Patty Hunter. And there's a lot of experience. Many of you remember Pastor Ward, a real special friend of this congregation. Brad and Patty were youth leaders at Zion Christian Center, where Pastor Ward preached for and senior pastored for. He was a youth leader for 6 years. He was deacon for 5 years, so they were there for a long time. Then they were involved in Calvary Eastside Foursquare in Bellevue, and life group leaders there for 3 years. And then as associate pastors, they planted and helped plant the church at Liberty Lake, Lakeside Church. For 7 years, they were there. They were involved in marriage ministries, international teaching and ministering to marriages for 5 years. And Brad wrote and produced and directed numerous plays and skits, including Joe and Mary, which was an updated version of the Christmas story that was performed in Spokane for the greater Spokane communities for 5 years running. It was an absolute delight. And he's also been in advertising and public relations and marketing as a professional for over 33 years. But as a man and woman of God, they love Jesus with all their hearts. And I can tell you, it has been a privilege for me to have them as my family. I think I told you a few weeks ago, he kept me alive. You know, they always say to little kids, don't go into other people's cars. And there was a guy just like that who pulled up to the curb and said he was looking for his little dog. And did I want to get in the car and go looking for the dog for him? And I started toward the car, and Brad, right behind me, right where the voice of the Holy Spirit is, you know, he says, remember what Mom and Dad said. Don't get in the car of strangers. And I think I took one more step, and he goes, remember what Mom and Dad said. Isn't that just like the Holy Spirit works with us? And just like me, you probably are like me. Oh, I didn't hear that the first time. I'm sorry. Okay. But I'm convinced now, these many years later, I think of it often, and I thank you for keeping me alive, because I'm confident that's exactly what happened. And we've been best friends forever, and I know Jesus is first and foremost in their lives, and so I ask them to come be with us this morning to bring the word of the Lord. So would you welcome Brad and Patty Hunter? They now live in Camas. They now live in Camas, Washington. So they're going to bring the word of the Lord to us this morning. Patty, if you want to use this one.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to be with you, man. We were with you, oh my word, let's see, in 2001, I think. Yeah, Christmas Eve 2001, so almost 13 years ago. So it's been a long time since we've been back had a chance to fellowship with some of you, and then most of the rest of you probably we haven't met yet, so we look forward to that. But we're just so grateful to be here, and I'm so grateful to be standing. To be standing, let alone. to be standing with my wife, Patty. We've been married for 39 years by the grace and mercy of God.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow. And we got used to doing teen ministry because when you minister to marriages, it's really helpful if you have a couple doing that. So I don't know, for some reason it worked out that way. And anyway, I wanted Patty to come up and just share for a few minutes while I get my sniffles out and really have her share her perspective. This is really a good one. So.
Well, okay, I'm a little nervous because I haven't spoken in front of people in quite a while. But
that's not true. She does it all the time.
Well, I talk, but not with a microphone, right?
We're glad you're here.
Oh, it's just such a blessing to be here. And we want to thank Pastor Kevin and Pastor Sherry for how gracious they are, too, how hospitable they are. You know, it's just incredible that they hosted us and just served us. And it's just the love of the Lord is just so incredible. And when you embrace it and you realize it, it's just like, wow, it's such a gift. And I don't know if I'm supposed to give just a little brief history on us, but
just before that, though, you do realize you have world class pastors, don't you? I mean, world class.
It's such a gift, and it's. Am I too soft?
Okay.
Oh, did that work? Okay. So.
Can you hear me? Okay. Can you hear me? Okay. Okay. Good. Most people can. It does. It does.
Well, I wasn't sure if I was supposed to give just a little synopsis of us, but we're here totally by the grace of God. And it's because we're pond scum, and we were shipwrecked. And
these are tears of joy. You know, that's what's amazing.
Yeah. And God really has done so much in our lives, and it's just incredible. But briefly, I met Brad at school, and I fell in lust, and we got married. And I was deceptive. I didn't know the Lord. We were unequally yoked. I thought I knew the Lord because I recognized that there was a God, but it took me 10 more years to get saved because I didn't think I was a sinner. I was told I was a good girl, and I had good intentions, and I didn't need a Savior. So,
how many can relate to, I live a good life. I'm okay. I'm a good person.
I'm a good person. I have good thoughts, and I want to do the right thing. And wow. But by the grace and mercy of God, he got a hold of me through, you know, just devastation in our marriage. And I found out, wow, I was really a sinner. And I've been deceptive and lying and just so many things. And he got a hold of me and broke me and saved me and healed me and healed us.
And God used my sin to help her. How does that work, huh?
He'll let you,
when
basically.
When you're one flesh, that's really one flesh.
It's like, I love you enough that I want you. You know, I thought, well, Christianity looks good because, you know, there's this protective bubble, you know, upwardly mobile and all this. But no, it was he loves us enough that it let us hit the wall and hit the wall again until you get it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, oh, I love you enough. Oh, I love you more, you know. And but it's been so awesome and so amazing that because of this unconditional love, he can take us and lift us up. And truly, it's the shipwreck points in our life that God has used so much to let me know that he is with me and he will guide us and he will take us through, you know, almost.
Forever God is with us. Forever God is strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
No. You're just getting on started here. How many realize there are defining moments in your life? Just moments where you can look back and realize that I will never forget.
Yeah, that's right.
For good or bad. And let's see. I remember I was in the fourth grade. So Kevin and I were living in Eugene, just down the I-5 corridor. And our mom and dad were still married at the time. So I'm sure you've heard this about our parents divorcing. That was a huge defining moment in our family and certainly for me. But I remember my brother Kevin and I had a bedroom, and then there was a family room, and then it was mom and dad's bedroom. And I remember I always used to love to try to connect with my dad. And
whenever he had to use the restroom, he would call, "I have to go visit Gus." And so I always wanted to meet Gus. I never knew who Gus was. But years later, I realized that was when he had to go and spend some time just, you know, doing things. And anyway, I remember walking from our bedroom through the family room to my mom and dad's bedroom, hoping that I'd get to see Dad. Dad wasn't there, but there was a magazine on their bed. And it was a Playboy magazine. It's the first time that I had ever seen a naked woman. I'm in the fourth grade. And something was awakened in me. And how many know the Song of Solomon? It says, "Do not arouse or awaken love before its time." Several times the scripture says that, because there's a reason for that. And something was awakened in me. Something was aroused in me. And so that led me down a slippery slope into pornography. Whenever I got a chance through high school, I was devastated by that. And it impacted our marriage. When we first got married, Patty said, you know, we were married in lust, and that's totally the truth. You know, I fantasized about women that I remember in those magazines, sure, and I was guilty bringing that into our marriage. So that's a defining moment that really had an impact in my life. Well, years later, we were kind of struggling in our marriage. We had just gone through some financial devastation. God had brought us out of that by His mercy. But we had small children, and life was stressful at home, and I escaped to the office, and I entered into a relationship with another person, and I committed adultery. And when, you know, isn't it nice just to be able to just go through, and you just, all you have to hear is a synopsis, just a 2-minute synopsis. You don't have to live through the years of what we lived through with this. But when I confessed to Patty what had happened, our world fell apart. And I resigned a rather public position. We were living in Spokane at the time. We had just come back from the coast and were wanting to come back to Zion, but we weren't back there yet with Pastor Ward and the team. And we were... It's like Humpty Dumpty sitting on a wall and falling off, and all the king's horses, all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back together. That's where we were at. We were broken and shattered in a billion pieces, and didn't know how to get back because we were so full of shame.
Sure.
Out of shame. Yep. But God.
But God, there you go.
And He put us back together to a place that we were able to say, it's not, you know, here's a scar, but God healed it in such an amazing, miraculous way. That we're
How many know
better.
You can look at a scar, and you can touch a scar, and it doesn't hurt anymore.
It's healed.
But you sure remember, don't you?
Yeah, sure.
You remember what that was all about.
But it doesn't hurt. It doesn't go boing, you know, because
sure.
God heals it
if
so
really
completely
healed,
and
it's
thoroughly.
It's not going to hurt anymore.
And He mends it stronger. You know, if we allow the Lord to do the healing, He can mend it so it's even stronger.
In fact, when I was in first grade, Kevin and I were living on Lariat Drive in Eugene. And I remember we were riding our bicycles and we went down Gregory Aldridge's hill. From his house, and I loved music growing up. Both Kevin and I did, and I used to string a rubber band on my handlebars, and I would boing it like a guitar, and I'd, you know, sing, and I'd boing my rubber band, and I was just singing like crazy and boing a rubber band, ran right into a parked car, and wasn't looking where I was going, broke my wrist. I'm holding it like this. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! And I run home. Kevin and I run home. And Mom says, it'll be fine, Bradley. You'll just go to sleep and it'll be fine by morning. And so I wake up the next, I couldn't sleep all night. Oh, you know, drama queen that I am. And so the next day I'm still wailing. And so Mom takes me to the doctor. It's broken in two places and she's feeling horrible by then. So I use my, you know, the reason I mention that, I have no clue. No, I broke my wrist and, but when it healed and it's the strongest wrist I have. You'd think that that would be crazy because, you know, you have to favor a broken wrist. But no, it's much stronger than my right wrist.
Oh, interesting.
And so it is true that when God heals,
Excellent.
He heals and makes it stronger than before.
Beautiful. Grace of God.
Should I just wrap it up so you can... So he's done amazing things in our lives. I'm so grateful. And currently he has us down in, we live in Camas, Washington. And we felt we were to minister to my parents. My dad has Parkinson's. He's 92. And my mom just passed away in April. But we were the primary caregivers to see two Unitarians walk towards the Lord and our prayer. If you would still pray for Dan, he hasn't made a confession for Jesus, but we really believe
Amen.
That he will come to see Jesus as his Savior. So,
in fact, why don't you intercede right now? And can we agree together?
Yeah. Can we
for
do
Dan?
That? Thank you, Lord, so much for my father, Dan. Lord, he just doesn't even know that you exist. He doesn't acknowledge that. But, Lord, we know that you're chasing hard after him and that you love him. And, Father, we just agree in prayer that you will capture his heart and reveal yourself to him, that he will confess you as Lord.
Yes,
Thank
Lord.
You, Father.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you
Amen.
For joining me. Okay.
Awesome, Patty. Awesome. Well, Jeremiah was a weeping prophet, so forgive me if I just weep. I just I don't know what happens, but Lord, I care so much more for your presence than how things come across or how I sound. I just ask that if there's something else that you want to do besides what I prepared, please have liberty to do that. Lord, would you move among us? Holy Spirit, would you move among us right now? Just move among us right up and down the rows. Holy Spirit, have your way today. Have your way. Speak to your brothers and sisters. Speak to your sons and daughters, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.